Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventureketeers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America. Tonight's episode, Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars, Inside Out in Outer Space, again. Starring Mark Evan Jackson as Sparks, Nevada, and Mark Gagliardi as Croach the Tracker, his faithful Martian companion. Featuring Busy Phillips as the Red Plains Rider, John DiMaggio as the Space Crazy Preacher, Toby Huss as the Robot Outlaw Lycos Bill, and Danny Pudi as Professor Genius. Narration by Hal Lovelin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. Sparks Nevada's theme is by Eben Schletter.
Kids, shine your Astro Spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars! In the future of tomorrow, America expands ever westward into the wildest west of all, outer space, where there is one planet thought to be light years beyond the reach of law and order. But one man brings fear to robots and aliens, and hope to the humans who yearn to make this frontier planet their home. Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars!
I'm from Earth.
With his stalwart Martian companion by his side.
I am from Galut Proctor.
Mars.
Which you designate
everybody
in Mars.
Call
you
it,
call
it Mars.
You know what?
Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
There's varmints need a catching, and youngins need a saving. On my rocket steed I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my Astro Spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Oh, the hyper cattle's humming and the margin savage drumming are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. I'm from Earth, but I write the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he writes the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
On the plains, the red planet, high upon the Lawa, and I do it with a pair of robot fists.
Pow!
Evil extermination I have faced. For my robot rogues, they hardly ever miss.
Hardly ever miss.
And I reckon I'll be ridin' in the name of truth and justice for as long as I can count the shooting stars. For I've sworn by the birds of my Astro Spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
And I'm from Earth.
When last we left our hero, he had just received news from the Red Plains Rider.
I reckon I could give our romantic tap relationship another chance, Nevada.
Winner!
Only to be turned inside out by one of his shootingest robot villains, like Oldspill.
Take this, Nevada!
Is this the end of Sparks, Nevada? Has our stalwart hero realized his romantic aspirations only to see his physiology flipped? Find out in tonight's thrilling adventure, Inside Out in Outer Space.
Looks like I've finally done it, thanks to this science alien's science gun. Oh, here comes that science alien what I stole it from.
Correction, robot outlaw. That is my inversion wave projector.
Yeah, I ain't much for books, but if it looks like a gun and shoots like a gun, it is a gun. In my one of them, book.
You know what else looks like a gun and shoots like a gun? My gun.
Oh, red.
Nevada, you're in love in there?
I feel sticky.
And while you're being surprised and distracted, I reckon it's high time I vamoose. So long, Nevada friends.
Oh, did Lycos Bill shoot me?
Do not try to speak, Sparks Nevada, for your mouth is on the inside of you.
Yeah. Reckon that's why I feel sticky. Nerve endings upside down. It's weird.
It is not stickiness you feel, but the mighty might of science.
I'm sorry. How is he still alive? Nevada's a tough hombre, but he's not that tough.
Him too.
He lives thanks to the very science mentioned previously. You are welcome for being allowed to demonstrate the mighty might of science.
Thank you.
You are still welcome.
I don't...
There are virtually no limits to mighty science. Limits include that if you are not soon reinversified, the bioapparatus responsible for your life processes will cease to continue.
He'll die?
Soon, in one cycle.
Reckon I don't need more than a day to retrieve your gun from Lycos Bill.
Allow me to complete my sentiment. Or less. One cycle or less.
Oh.
How much less?
Possibly much less. It may be millicycles. Of course, he could get lucky and receive centicycles. Even decicycles. But no longer than a cycle, probably much shorter.
Crouch.
Yes, the Red Plains Rider. Would you care to rescind your statement in regards to your amorous intentions with Sparks Nevada? A rescindment would be understandable given the circumstances.
No, I want you and this tiny alien to stay here and figure a way to keep Nevada alive while I catch up to Lycos Bill.
Yeah, Crouch. Red don't care how I look.
Don't try to talk, Nevada.
Talking is permissible,
thank you.
But it will shorten his biospan considerably.
Were I to accompany you, Red Plains Rider, we might locate the Lycos Bill with greater alacrity.
No, Crouch, you need to stay here with me.
Crouch is the best tracker around.
Yeah, you can track Bill yourself. He's a 7-foot-tall robot, and he's loud, and likely shooting things. Also, he'll be yelling about shooting them.
Do not speak, Sparks Nevada. Think of your health.
I don't know. Someone should make sure Professor Genius watches over me.
Kikiriki! Ipsy, that Gus Balls is a-talking!
Perfect! The space-crazy human-designated preacher is precisely the one to remain with Sparks Nevada whilst the Red Plains Rider and I retrieve the gun. Alone. Together.
Hang on, I don't know. On the one hand, Preacher is space crazy, as mentioned.
You quiet up, Gutsball, and quit sounding like Marshal Laverne.
My name is still not Laverne.
That is the Marshal, Preacher.
Yeah.
Marsh? Why are you wearing your innards for your outards?
Lycos Bill done it with this here science alien's gun. Crouch and me are going to track him down and set Nevada right of ways. You're going to stay here and point this gun at the science alien.
That seems reasonable.
That hardly seems reasonable. Mm.
If and he ain't doing his best to keep Nevada alive, you shoot him.
Hey, man.
The Red Plains Rider, I have acquired the robot's trail. Shall we ride together?
Sure, but quietly.
And meaningfully.
Wait a spot.
Yeah, let me just upgrade quietly to silently.
What degree of silence is your preference?
All of it.
Guys.
Then silence you shall have.
Good. Good. That's good.
He can't be silent.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Just point the direction, Crouch.
That way. Commencing silence now.
Hi-ya!
And so, in silence, our heroes ride the Crimson Plains in search of the robot rogue and Sparks Nevada's only salvation. All's quiet until...
So much for that silence. What's eating you, Crouch?
I may have contracted an illness that impedes my tracking ability.
You feeling under the weather?
I feel something. That is the illness. I should not feel anything, much less a feeling.
Now, you've felt feelings before, Crouch. Feelings about me?
Yes. One feeling. Once. After deliberation.
Is this new feeling me related to?
I likely contracted this emotive illness due to my proximity to the human Sparks Nevada. Such proximity manifests human-like symptoms.
I ain't never heard of no Martian coming down with no case of feelings, proximity to humans or otherwise.
Yes, this is the direst happenstance I might imagine befalling me. Oh, fine, now I'm utilizing imagination as well. What next? Anxiety? Fear?
Affection?
Do not cause me further alarm. Magropa, alarm. That is also one.
Meanwhile, back at the mission...
How are you holding up, Laverne?
It's not... All right. Not so hot. I was enjoying a cool breeze on... What is that? My liver? But now I can't feel anything there at all.
The systematic shutdown of your organs has begun.
Well, with my liver turned off, I shouldn't be able to produce any bile. Yet I am super angry.
Scientifically, the two are unrelated.
Mm-hmm. Preacher, anytime you want to start shooting them, just shoot them.
Okie dokie, donkey. Like the one that brought the wise guys to Jesus.
What?
Wait! I have an apparatus that could instasis that human to prevent the termination of his bio functions.
Well, fire it up. Quit stalling. Let's go.
Please let me complete my sentiment.
Of course. Sorry, go ahead.
Or at least and slow these biofunctional terminations.
All right, you done?
Nearly.
Continue.
Continuing. Or the apparatus might have no effect at all, or possibly speed up the inevitable.
I don't care. Fire it up.
First, I must find it. Ooh, I have been meaning to clean out this saucer for ages. What is this? Ooh, a coupon for space coffee? Expired. Perhaps if I freeze a date. This thing! I have been looking for this thing. Okay. Oh, and here's the apparatus.
Okay, just please, fire it up.
Amen!
Meanwhile... on the furthest plains of Mars. Laco's bill enacts a tear of inversionary violence.
Take this, you tree. And that. How do you like being inside out of you, boulder? You don't like it at all, do you? Look at you. You look stupid. That's called adding insult to injury, and it is just my style. Wouldn't you agree? Shrub! Don't bother to answer, dum-dum. You're inside out. Inside in. Inside out.
Meanwhile, just over the mesa.
Do you hear that? That's the inside out and gun. Bill must be just over the mesa.
It is just as I feared. I cannot track him. This feeling within me has caused a shift in my equilibrium. A difference in myself has caused a new self. What is this new self? Not a tracker, clearly.
Now's more the time for shushing up and getting the drop on Bill than waxing ontological.
Perhaps to parse every known element of feeling would be to purge it.
Do you see what we are doing here? We are on our bellies, crawling over top of Mesa to sneak up on an armed fellow with a strong yearning in him to shoot things.
Very well. It began when you chose Sparks, Nevada for the courtship ritual.
Nevada and me, we're just going to see each other socially is all. Now hush up and crawl.
Meanwhile, back at the old mission, the unflappable Marshall is strapped into an apparatus that might prolong his life.
Command, breathe, human. Repeat, breathe.
I would if my lungs were where I'm used to using them.
Beseechment. Okay, try it. Here, hold one of my hands. And follow this pattern of inhalation and exhalation.
I blame you for my condition, you know. Yeah, wee-hoo. Oh, dang it. Give me some space rod cut at least.
It is preferable for you to undergo the procedure naturally. Accept the pain as part of the experience.
You ever done this?
No.
Then you don't know a thing about it.
Only the theory.
Yeah. Once I get turned right side out, I ain't never getting turned inside out again.
If it is any consolation in your current condition, you appear beautiful.
It ain't no consolation.
Meanwhile, over the mesa and near the terrible caves of Zizzix, Lacos Bill's reign of inversive terror continues.
Well, if it ain't the caves of Zizzix. And if there's one thing I know about the caves of Zizzix, it's that they're caves. Water filled with but two things, the giant spiders of Mars and gold. Inside. Outside! Well, there is that gold I mentioned, but where are them giant spiders what the gold belongs to? Oh, I hear some, but I don't see you none, spiders. Come out wherever you are. I say that to you now, and as soon as I can see you, I'll say it to your guts.
Hold it right there, Bill.
Ooh, cowboy girl. You done caught up with me. And you brung Nevada's merchant. You really aim to get inside out of it, don't you?
You don't want a showdown with me, Bill. I got my guns drawn while yours is by your side, so I'll make you a deal. You give us that there inside outer, and we'll give you a head start off planet.
Fair chance of that, which is what I meant by ha-ha just then.
Oh, Red Plains Rider, I have determined this mode of this feeling I contracted. It is positivity.
Now couldn't be any less of the time, Croach.
Yeah. Now that noise would be the giant spiders of Mars coming. They're going to be madder than a one-legged chicken on a two-legged chicken party cruise. What say we adjourn this tete-a-tete elsewhere and otherwheres? I must say my social calendar is wide open.
Hang on. Positivity, Crouch?
Sparks Nevada is the third finest human I have ever encountered. You are the first. It would, apparently, please me were the two of you to copulate.
Again, just seeing each other.
Well, procreate, then.
Date, maybe.
Breed?
No.
Spiders.
It's not even... Huh?
Them giant spiders are coming. Mind if we collaborate on shooting them?
Those are three of the biggest spiders I ever seen.
Yeah, watch this then. Now it's three of the biggest inside-out spiders you ever seen. Nice cephalothorax, moron.
Nice shooting, Bill. Now, unless you want some yourself, lower that gun.
Well, now that it's out, it's a measure of finger speed, and I'd put even money on me in that regard. We out. Oh, you shot off my good elbow. Now ain't nobody but that one giant spider has the inside out and gun.
So many spiders swarm the inversion projector.
Must be hundreds.
Only 80, though they are large.
Crouch! What on Mars are you doing?
I am retrieving the projector. Evade! Avoid! Nearly! Go! Go! There!
He reached the inside attic gun.
The Red Plains Rider! Catch!
I got it, Crouch. But what about you?
Oh, well, the spiders got him. And now they done got me. Stop tearing me apart, you stupids. Do not take no vengeance upon me for turning your pals inside out, or so help me, I will put myself back together again and get vengeance on you for getting vengeance on me. Some...
Ow. Crouch! Crouch, I can't see you in there. They rip you apart too?
No, nor are they consuming me. Their intention must be to feed me to their hatchlings.
Too many of them for me to shoot.
Do not attempt to save me, the Red Plains Rider. Return the inversion projector or Sparks Nevada shall die.
But...
Ride away before they assail you as well.
No, Crouch!
Red Plains Rider, your happiness is the onus I did not even know I was under.
Meanwhile, back at the mission... Sparks Nevada fares as poorly.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, it hurts. God.
Are you there, Lord? It's me, Preacher. Please grant Laverne the serenity to persevere his current state without taking your name in vain again, or I'll take my foot off this pedal that's working this saving him contraption and turn the whole mess around.
Seriously? You're going to get passive-aggressive with me? Now? Right now?
Just praying over here, amen, done.
Whatever.
What is that you say? Praying?
Praying. Having words with the Lord.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
God. You know God.
Okay.
Supreme being, the Alpha and the Omega.
That's going to be
creator of all life in the universe. Beard. Got a beard?
Yeah, all right. Science alien, please do not get into a theological discussion.
Now, this bearded supreme being of yours, is it a male or is it a female?
Do not do this.
A male? Male.
Guys, please.
And where does he reside?
He's only all around us everywhere. Ooh. In every atom and molecule of the universe that he created.
This shall make a tremendous article for the Scientific Journal.
No,
Much better than the inversion of this human, a well-trod subject.
Well sure, and tell him all about his glory, glory.
Now, I assume the supreme creator man is provable.
Of course.
Well,
can't you feel his love all around you?
See, that's going to be...
Well, not without my instruments.
You getting anything?
Oh, no, just measuring the content of the air, and... Zero. Done!
Zero. This is not going to go well, preacher.
Curious. Apparently your supreme being has departed.
No. No, he wouldn't never, not ever, never.
Oh, okay, I must have been mistaken.
Good.
He has ceased to exist.
Oh, no.
Whoa. At his worst.
My condolences.
You know what, man? Maybe I didn't pray hard enough. Maybe.
That is likely it. Would you not agree, human? Human?
Laverne?
How long has that been happening?
Looks like I'm just in time.
Oh, I feel better. That is better.
I will take that as proof of God.
It is not.
Yeah, no. Oh, wow. Thank you for saving my hide, Red. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we ain't got time for that, Nevada. Croach is in trouble. We gotta head back out and save him.
Yeah, sure. Let's totally save Croach. Once I properly thank you for saving me. Through kissing.
Nevada, he's trapped by the Zizek spiders.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In the time that you're saying that, we could have already kissed a bunch.
Oh, man. You acting this way, Croach doing what he did. I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, less thinking, more kissing.
Maybe I chose wrong.
What? No, wait for me. Red!
Is this the end of Sparks Nevada's nascent relationship? And of Croach the Tracker as well? Can Sparks and Red put aside personal entanglements long enough to untwine Croach from his web of doom? Find out next time when we once again bring you the adventures of Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars, in an exciting episode titled The Treasure of the Zizek Spiders.
This has been the Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast. If you like what you've heard, please leave a comment on iTunes. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker and directed by Aaron Ginsberg. Special thanks to Joel Spence, Barry Duryea, Jesse Honig, and me, Brian Stack. For show dates, photos, and more information, visit thrillingadventurehour.com. From the oral tradition to the oral tradition, one of the many fine distinctions available from the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.